Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shift, and spirituality. And today's episode is brought to you by Wellness for You Psychic Expo, which will be held Sunday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the address is 4923 Stewart Avenue, White Bear Lake, Minnesota, 55110. The public is welcome. And following the expo, there is a WESAC event that will be held immediately between 5 and 6:30. And donations are welcome. It's a Buddhism meditation that's going to be happening. So come on down. I will be a vendor there. Kelly will be a vendor there, and we'd love to see you.
And you can now listen to Marie and myself 2 days a week, Tuesdays from 7 to 8, as well as Fridays from 3 until 4. Fridays have changed, so remember that, you guys, 3 until 4. You can also go on to Divine Goddess Radio or divinegoddessradio@gmail.com to sit here and write in and ask any questions for Marie and I about any future shows or any feedback that's positive or enlightening on how you would like to hear differently, feel differently over the phone. We also have Blog Talk on WordPress, divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And if you're wanting a session with both Marie and myself, a goddess party, you can reach us at 651-941-36 with Beth, or contact Marie at 651-303-0555. And also, Marie, Kelly, and I will be doing gallery readings. And again, you can reach us on the Divine Goddess Radio at gmail.com to set up appointments. So we come into your homes, we come and do parties, corporations, your business, out in the community, school. I would love to get into a school, just so you guys know. But welcome to Phone In Tuesday gallery reading.
Yeah, and speaking of Kelly, Kelly is our
Kelly
reader who will be doing readings with us tonight. So welcome, Kelly.
Welcome, Kelly.
Hello, hello. How is everybody this evening?
Very good. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Very welcome. It'll be interesting to see how the readings are going to be and what the questions are, because we have a full moon on Wednesday, and it's a Scorpio full moon. So we are, it's healing our deepest wounds. That's what's going to be happening. And we come up like we haven't been healing and healing and healing enough as the heart.
It's endless.
So, you know, one thing that I was reading, it says, think of it as tending to a painful wound. So we want to, you know, apply herbs or creams to ease the pain and promote healing, and we want to dress it. But this moon is saying, no, no, no.
Is there pus or is there oil to it?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's that cream? Where's that cream?
So it's, you know, a full moon in Scorpio basically shines its light in the darkest places, so it encourages us to peer in and see what's there only if for a moment. So, you know, invite it in rather than be afraid of it or go, oh, don't deal with it, and just prepare a place at the table and plan for it to stay for a while, because we're just, this is a way of just cleaning out that wound and healing it. So,
right,
I
don't want to
hope you all have
it.
What's that?
We don't want to resist, because the more we resist, the harder it
yep.
will be for you.
Exactly, exactly. And I don't know if you guys are feeling it, but I've been feeling it for a week now.
Mine's been, what, 1-2 weeks? Kelly watched a little bit, but it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty. But it was not at my worst moment either, so last Sunday was not the best.
Well, are you guys having anxiety? Because I'm having constant anxiety and in my stomach, and I can't sleep. It takes me forever to fall asleep.
Well, that's part of the symptoms that are coming up, and mm-hmm. Kelly can attest to me saying this, because on Mother's Day, she and I went to a spirituality community center, and we did a seminar on bringing more joy into your life. And I'm telling you, the stuff that was bringing up, like I can talk on the phone, but you put me in a room full of people and they see me, it's different. All of a sudden, the anxiety, the stress. If I would have been standing up, my knees would have been knocking. I probably would have gotten sick, passed out. But Kelly's
I'm like, sit down.
And I'm very much of an extrovert, so it's like it is what it is. But made it through. But anxiety, just so you know, is part of one of the symptoms.
Yeah,
of it.
I know. I've been reading up on it. And going okay. And
I breathe it through. Do you breathe it through? Just that
girl,
deep breath in.
I breathe it through. Put crystals on me. I visualize. I get up and walk around. What else am I not doing?
Are you stepping out on the earth? Are you stepping on the earth?
No.
But seriously, you shift a lot faster when you're, and the more barefoot you can be, you'll shift a lot faster.
At 1 a.m, it's freezing outside.
Yeah, but you know what? Get
over
that. Get over
like
that. That's your ego telling you it's too doggone cold.
Yeah.
All you have to do is open your front door, step outside, and you go right back to bed.
Yeah. I'll try that tonight.
And the dreams have been vivid.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They have. Have you been easing through this, Kelly?
I haven't had the anxiety. I've been having a sleep where I wake up or I have very vivid dreams.
Okay. Okay.
And then you're like, okay, and what was that all about?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that a yes? Is that a no? Not quite sure what you meant by that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was telling Beth that I had, you know, I actually went to bed with the intent. I put the intent for the angels to give me my answer in a dream and let me remember it. And what did I dream about? That I was dreaming of spirits all around me in this huge mansion and that it was haunted. And I woke up going, Michael, surround me. And I'm like, thanks a lot. What kind of message was that?
Oh, those are parts of yourself that have been unexplored yet. I used to have haunted dreams all the time, but it's unexplored aspects of self.
Yeah.
So now you have to go in there and see where's the haunted room. What room? Because the rooms are significant. And then pay attention to what those rooms look like, the space. So,
yeah.
It's usually the dark staircases going to the basement.
Oh. That's getting to the subconscious, going into the basement.
It's weird how sometimes these dreams and you have them reoccurring like every couple of years, and they're the exact same details. That's what's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't remember anything that happened a minute ago, so I couldn't remember if I had it years ago or not.
Oh, I tell you. Yeah. So, anyway, that's what's going on if you're wondering what the heck is happening. Scorpio full moon.
Yeah.
And a lot
All
of
right,
relationship
are we...
stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it is relationship.
Absolutely.
It is.
Especially with mother, that's still happening. okay, ladies, are we ready to dive in?
Yes.
Yes.
Shall we? All right. So I'll just throw out the number, too, if you'd like to call in and ask one question, 347-327-9360, and let's grab our first caller. Hello, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is LaChandra. I'm in Florida.
Hello. How are you today?
Hello.
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Do you have a question that you would like to ask us?
Yes. I had a phone interview today with this financial company, and they said that they will, you know, get in touch with me to let me know, you know, about the face-to-face interview. So I'm just wondering, do you see me getting hired with this company, or will I remain at the company that I'm with?
Well, right away, I'm hearing new opportunities, so I felt really
and
light
I got,
when you... Oh, go ahead.
And
go
I
ahead.
Got change.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
What are you picking up, Beth?
I got thumbs up, but I'm seeing one thumb up. So keep an open mind. And I'm not quite sure what they're saying with that. If it's yes, you're going to be, you'll be with this new one that you're wanting, or if it's going to be, you're going to shift into that, and then it's going to be shifting into something else after that. Because it feels like you're going to be moving fast. And when I see this, I'm seeing like three things, like zigzag. It might be to where you're leaving. It really feels like you're going to be leaving this one to go to the next one, and then you're going to be going to another place, believe it or not. But it's because of the connections that you need to have at the place that you're going to be going to. And I'm hearing it's going to be happening very, very soon.
Yeah. I'm hearing you're definitely going to be leaving your current position for sure. Because it's time for new opportunities.
Yes. And it's about shifting. And it all has to happen for a reason. So don't go into the why would I have to do this? It's because you have to encounter the individuals and the energies that you're going to encounter.
I'm getting that you're supposed to be really, really clear what you want in the environment and what you're doing in the job. Really be clear on what you want. And be open to make sure that this job meets that. If not, then know that something better is coming along soon.
Okay.
And I'm also feeling anxiety with you, so breathe through it. Breathe through it. Just know you're fine.
Good.
You're good.
I'm good. Why am I feeling anxious all of a sudden?
Because there's a part of you, and you may not have felt it yet. There's anxiety there, but it's all about change, and change is good.
I'm just ready to get away from the environment that I'm in because it's just a negative environment, and it's draining me. It's just draining the life out of me.
Yep. So, hallelujah.
Yeah, make sure you put your intentions out there, as Kelly said. Intentions.
Yep. What is it you want? What is it you don't want? And setting up those healthy boundaries on all levels, physically and etherically, energetically. Anything else, girls, that you want to ask, give to her before we go to the next caller?
No. That would be all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Okie dokie. Let's get on to our next caller. Come on, computer. Come on. There we go. All right. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
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 What's your name?
This is Tony, and I want just a question. If you see anything, any changes coming up for me as far as for the end of the year, and I know you also mentioned the full moon, so if you don't mind giving me feedback on that.
Okay, can you repeat? Could you just repeat it? Because it was really faint, and I couldn't hear you.
So, if you saw any changes for me coming up, even as far as romance or marriage coming up by the end of the year, anything like that.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
Tony.
Tony, okay. And Kelly, if you are picking up on anything, go ahead and just pipe in.
I'm hearing new man.
Have you been focusing on self-love?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you've been really doing your work on the self-love, and therefore you're really opening up that heart space to allow someone else to come in. And the same thing with you is getting really, really clear on what you're looking for in a mate.
And I'm seeing the number 3 around
you.
It's all about harmony, peace, love, harmony. And, you know, within that you'll achieve balance. With balance, you achieve more joy. With joy, you attract more love. So you're on the right track, just like Kelly said. So continue to do that self-love stuff. And you're going to be amazed at that partner that's going to come into your life that's going to be balanced and aligned and ready for you, an equal partnership, and that's what you want. Because you're working on your stuff, so your partner will get the same thing that you're going to attract. So you're going to be mirroring for each other. So good job.
I am seeing someone, and I'm thinking positive, and, you know.
I'm hearing new man, and I'm hearing 3 months down the road. So it's important to release any negativity from your life in order to allow that next person to come in.
Oh, wow.
You're on a cool journey, so keep it up. You are doing your work, and the universe wants you to know that they recognize what it is that you're doing. So good job. Good job. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
You
betcha.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hi. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. Good evening. This is Audrey, and I'm calling from California, Northern California.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi. I have an employment question. I'm looking for a new job, and I would like to know, I don't have any interviews lined up, nothing. I'm still searching, and I'd like to know if you see any opportunities coming up for me.
Have you done a tune-up on your resume recently?
I have. I mean, I definitely am always tweaking it.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know what you're actually looking? I'm sorry, go ahead, Marie.
No, go ahead. I just heard that tune up your resume.
Are you really clear on what you're looking for, or are you looking for multiple things?
No, I'm pretty clear. I have a lot of well-established skills that I want to transfer to a position.
Mm-hmm.
And my resume illustrates that.
Are you currently working?
I am doing something out of my home. Basically, it comes to something part-time.
Okay. Because I'm hearing networking. So there's usually most communities have job groups that you can go to. And networking there. And also look into even some temporary project work, which could really open up by the end of the summer into something more full-time.
Okay. Yeah, I have a small little business out of my home. So that's what I've been doing. And I belong to LinkedIn. And I have several resumes out at the moment. And I was just wondering if any of those are going to materialize.
I'm hearing that you're going to be expanding more on what you're doing part-time, and the networking groups are going to be very important for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So let's get to as many networking groups as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to expand into something else.
Yep, and if you go to meetup.com, there's usually a lot of networks out there, too, regarding jobs.
Okay.
Are you in a health, some kind of health care?
No, my boyfriend is a medical doctor, but I'm not into health care.
Okay. Have you ever considered working in the health industry?
Yes, very much so. I've applied for many positions in pharmaceutical sales. The unfortunate thing is those sales, I have a strong foundation. Those type of industries want people with experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I was beating my head against the wall in that industry, but I am open to any healthcare position.
Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of networking groups that you want to get into, because I'm hearing healthcare industry, but pharmaceutical sales doesn't feel good, because I'm hearing I'm hearing downfall of the pharmaceutical companies. So don't go away from that if you can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing more of a holistic healthcare, and that is a very open-ended gamut. So start looking on the internet and just get into a space of and type in holistic healthcare on the internet. See what it brings up. Do some research on it and see what's tripping your trigger, because it's not going to be just traditional. And you and your boyfriend down the road may end up doing something together with his background. Because it's ready for him. He's ready to be expanding in a different way also. So it'll be interesting to see where you guys are going to go with that.
Hmm. Okay.
And just to keep an open mind on it. Because
mm-hmm.
it's huge, and I don't want to plant anything. They're just saying get on the computer and research holistic healthcare and whatever pops out at you, because that's going to get you into doing more research on other stuff, and then you're going to be more clear on specifically what it is that you want to do.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
So good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller. Good evening. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Michelle calling from Colorado.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
What is your question?
I'm hoping you guys can see for me. I'm currently processing a divorce, and my husband is trying to, like, hide money and, you know, not have to pay his spousal and child support and all that. And I'm hoping, can you guys see if that's not going to work for him and that he's eventually going to have to pay what he actually owes and stop playing around?
All will be revealed.
Yeah, I'm hearing hidden agendas, and they will be revealed, hidden agendas. There's like a great film over him that he's coming out of. I concur with
that. And the important thing is that you stay in integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And stand your ground. Don't allow him to bully you or pressure you or, you know, just stay in integrity, do your research, find your facts, be factual, stay out of the emotions, and don't allow him to get away, you know, kind of with it.
Yeah, because I'm not at all.
That's great.
I just wanted to make sure, because, you know, half of his thing is like, come back, let's do this, and I'm like, never, you know.
This is a great time. Happily. I'm seeing a great time for you to be empowered.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing that there's going to be some kind of a slip-up, and that's what's going to cause it all to come out. He's not as smart as he or savvy as he thinks he is, and something's going to slip up, and bam, it's going to come out.
Okay.
There's
good,
outside
good, good.
Resources that are manipulating him. I know what they are. I'm not going to say because I'm not going to give him any more power, but they will be revealed. That's where the hidden agenda stuff is coming from. So they are coming. So it will be revealed. Just know, just like Kelly said, stay in your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your integrity.
Okay. I will do just that.
Yes. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you so much, lady.
You're
wonderful
welcome.
Way to start. It's a wonderful way to have you start writing your new story and redefining
yes.
who you are.
It really is. It really is. And I'm doing it. So I'm proud of me.
Good job.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Sure. Bye.
Thanks. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's grab our next caller. Oh. Hello. Who are we speaking
Hi.
With and where are you calling from?
I'm in the Southwest, and my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello, Patricia.
Hi.
What is your question?
I don't know if this is a weird question or not. All my life, I've pretty much been out in the workforce and hardly ever at home. And these past, I'd say, 5 to 10 years, I've been gravitating more towards being more domestic and staying at home, and what's going on with me? I know my North Node is in Cancer, and I've been told that that's my life is going in the direction of being more nurturing and caring, mm-hmm. and my whole life has changed. I'm a whole different person. I was more of a go-getter when I was younger, and then all of a sudden I'm changing. So mm-hmm. what do you pick up with me?
Well, you know, Cancer is the sign
right
of home.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Yep. Go ahead, Kelly.
I said the first thing I got with you was nurturing. And it's really pulling all of that back, again, reflection on you, and nurturing yourself, your surroundings, and recreating your whole existence around that nurturing.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that way.
And before, it was all ego-based, as we all are, because we're all phasing out of that ego base. We're phasing out of that. It's not a negative thing. because that's what that's what we as a humanity are coming out of. So you are going more into the just being, and you're finding out, you're looking at life differently with different perspectives. Your eyes are becoming more clear. You're going through major change. I see them working on your eyes right now. So that means your perceptions. So it'd be interesting, the thoughts that you're having in your head right now, that these irrational thoughts that might be coming up, popping up here and there, just know that's what it's about. So it's either you've been experiencing it or you will be experiencing it. But it's old belief systems that have traveled with you throughout time, mm-hmm. That are coming up. And that's going to affect your eyes because it's the way you used to look at life. And you're looking at more lovingly, more nurturingly, more compassionately, more empathetically. And it's about being and taking care of you.
Yeah, I'm hearing evolution of soul with
yeah.
you. So your soul, you're going through that, your evolution of how your soul is coming into itself. And remember, Cancer is the sign of home and family. Cancers love their family. They love to be at home, and that family and home is everything to them. So, you're just evolving.
And believe it or not, your heart is yearning for it. Your high heart. Our heart is in three different compartments, low heart, middle heart, and high heart. And our high heart is what we're going into. Our high heart, what is our divine purpose, a divine meaning, you know, divinely expressing ourselves in your heart. Right now, I don't know if you're going through it right now, if you've been experiencing it, but there's a grief process that it's going through. Be very gentle with yourself, very loving and nurturing with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you're coming into some of this stuff is the way it's feeling right now, that it might become not necessarily more intense, but just know you're going to get through it. Just know you'll get through it.
Don't resist it.
Don't resist it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, don't resist it.
Okay. I am going with it, and I'm just not, like, even looking for another career right now. It's I'm just in this nurturing mode, and I'm just doing my job that I've been doing for a long time, and I'm just happy with that. And
good.
I'm not looking for another career, which is interesting. So I guess this is going to take me through. I'll be fine and safe going
yep.
through this
yep.
Yep, change.
Yep, yes, you
okay.
will.
And when you talked about the eyes, you are correct, because I had a dream where a veil was lifted up over my eyes, and I saw my higher self
yeah.
looking at me.
Cool.
So my eyes are changing. I'm seeing a
yes,
lot of
yes.
things in my dreams. So you are correct when you mentioned the eyes, that my antenna went up there.
yeah.
Are you doing more gardening also? Working on earth planting?
Oh, I'm an earth person. I have
yeah.
my yard natural. I don't, I just only pull weeds. I let all the plants grow natural, and the elementals are out there. I'm
yes,
saying
they are.
The elementals.
Yeah. As you do that, vision, you know, that energy that you're sharing with Mother Earth going all the way down to her core. And as you do that, you pull the pink loving energy from that core up to Mother Earth, because not only are you affecting you and that around you, you are sending that nurturing energy throughout the world. So there's a bigger purpose here.
Super. Okay.
Yeah.
So then it's a good thing then. I just didn't know what was going on with me, because I'm a whole different person than I was about 10 years ago. I was a go-getter. And then all of a sudden I turned. It's not a bad thing like you're saying. It's just I'm a whole different person.
Well,
I feel bipolar sometimes.
That. We're releasing the ego part of us.
Yeah.
We are. We're all releasing that, and it's hard for a lot of us. So thank goodness it's a lot easier for
yeah.
you. Hold the bar for the rest of us. Hold that bar for the rest of us.
Yeah, because I would have never been able to do this tonight, like tell you my feelings and everything in the past. I was so stern, you know, and upright, and I was like, I'm never going to release my emotions, and now I'm just so emotional and feeling and I compassionate and everything. It's just so different for me.
Oh,
so.
Well you're
you?
Opening up.
When people
you're
go
opening
through,
up that.
Yep, you're awakening basically.
Yep.
So when you go through
That's
the awakening
wonderful.
Process, this is everything that you go, all the steps that you do. So.
Okay, so it's I'm on the right path then. Just stick with it. Just let it go and
oh,
let
yes.
it. Be what it is.
You are doing fabulous. Fabulous. You're a bright light. Keep that light up.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm so
You're
glad
welcome.
I called.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for your show.
Have a good
it's
evening.
Beautiful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next caller. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Helen. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hello, Helen. What's your question?
Hi. My question is around career. Wondering if you see me staying where I am or moving on.
Well, guess what theme I'm hearing in my head? Okay, we're moving on up.
And
okay,
I'm
waiting.
Getting that too. I was doing the thumbing going, moving on by. Kelly, what you getting?
There's a whole new door opening up, and it's having the courage to walk through that door.
Oh, I have the courage, trust me. I guess it's just a matter of timing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do you know when the door may open?
You know what, I'm visualizing you actually walking over a bridge. So it's like you're walking, you're about halfway over that bridge, and at the bottom, at the end of that bridge is the door. And I'm getting maybe about 2 months or so. But you're almost there. Yep, almost there.
And it's a golden door.
Thank you,
it's shining bright. It's shining bright.
Okay. I'll go look for an old version of that show, The Jeffersons.
Yeah. Download it on your phone and use it as your ringtone.
Just stay out of the fear is what I'm hearing. Stay out of the fear and breathe it up because it's going to bring up some old stuff for you, you know, for the next couple months. But just know you're connecting what you used to be and what you're moving into. Because there's going to be stuff that's going to be falling apart. And I'm seeing the bridge completely lit up in gold along with the door. And that's really big. So I'm not going to give you any more on that. You're going to look it up on the Internet, what spiritual gold means. Because that's going to help you with the next phase of waking up. Because you're in the awakening as well. But it's a great sign to see this all gold. Just so you know, it's a great sign. I would love to see gold like this. I would love to see gold like this. So it's like you're doing really great. So just know that you're going to this for a reason, and you're going to come out. That's up.
No, I was just going to say my one question is I'm currently having a conflict with my boss, and I guess my question is do I last until the bridge lights up?
I'm hearing yes. This is an opportunity for you to be able to sit down and to communicate from your heart space. And it's not only going to be something that's good for you that you benefit from it, because you're going to get out of that it's not a personal thing, that you guys are just both acting out something right now and it's a life lesson. And you're going to approach it differently when you're in a heartfelt space from a spiritual perspective, because you're going to be able to walk out of it, look up from it and say, okay, what am I supposed to learn from this? From that, you both benefit, and you're going to be amazed at how you're helping that individual shift as well as you.
And take a deep breath right now because I'm feeling anxiety again. So just take a deep breath in and blow it out. You'll be fine. And I'm hearing that you're going to stay because it's only for the income. That's why you're staying on, for the income.
It's paying the bills
until
the next thing comes along, just so you know. Kelly, do you want to add anything else?
No, I think you covered it. That's great.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to call in, I'll give the number again. It's 347-327-9360. Let's get on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tina calling from Chicago, Illinois.
What was your first name?
Tina.
Tina. Hi, Tina.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
Hi. Actually, I'm dating this guy right now, and for like a couple of days, I sense a little bit of distance, and I'm just wondering if he's reconsidering going back to his ex-girlfriend or what it is, because he seems a little bit irritated at something with her, but I'm not, but I don't know why the distance with me.
Is this someone you've been in a new relationship with, or?
Yes, yes. And they have a child together, so it does bother me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What are you getting, Kelly?
Not all the ties have been cut yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, there'll always be a tie because of the child, but he still has some emotional ties that he has to work through.
Okay.
Sort of like what I'm getting is they had an issue with the reason why they split.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
He's still trying to be that provider or caretaker. He seems to have
okay.
a real caring kind of heart.
Yes, he is. He is.
And, you know, she's still the mother of his child, and he has that. But I think he's just got a few more things to work through before he can make that emotional cut with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she the one trying to, because I sense like she's trying to manipulate the whole thing because now he's happy. And I feel like she's trying to manipulate with the kind of things, demands that she's asking for. So I'm just like, I don't know if she's trying to win him back or what is actually happening behind the scenes.
No, she just doesn't want him to be happy.
Okay. She doesn't want him. Yeah, that's what I sense.
Yeah, she's trying to take salt in the wound, and how dare you go to somebody else and try to find happiness. She's projecting.
You don't see
that in him.
You don't see them going back together, do you?
But she really wants to be with him.
She does.
She's having a hard, I'm feeling that she's having a hard time letting go.
Okay, but she kicked him out.
Yeah, but there's like this, I don't know how to explain it. It's like she has this attachment to him that, you know, okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be with him, but I want to be with him.
Yes,
so
I sense that.
Yeah. So they need to, I mean, if he really does not want to be in this relationship with her, he has to be the one to make the cut. And he's got to be, you know, it's got to be very definitive.
Okay. Because that makes me a little bit nervous. A man with a child and an ex, that makes me nervous in any relationship. I'm like reconsidering, am I doing the right thing? You know, it's just, I'm a little bit jumpy with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does your gut say?
My gut says he doesn't really want to be with her, but she's trying to manipulate the stuff where he's getting a little bit confused with what to do and how to deal with it. I think if he has to go back at all, it will be just because of the child. And he would do that for his child. I know that. So it just makes me a little bit nervous.
I guess you have to decide what is it that you will tolerate in a relationship, and you've got to set up those boundaries. So, you know, if your gut is saying one thing and you're feeling kind of nervous about it and you're not really trusting maybe what he's saying, then put the boundaries out there for him and say, listen, until you resolve this, you know, I need to move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I need to do, because I don't want to feel this way. I just didn't want to be with a guy with a child because I've gone through that before. And I think the whole thing recycles back, and it makes me feel a little bit anxious because you never put
right.
the first place. So
well, you don't
I think
live
I'm
in that
reliving
drama.
My past.
Yeah, yes. you don't want that drama, and you don't want someone with the to just keep going, you know, jerking you. I mean, not jerking you around, but pulling you in all different directions. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds like a great advice. I would just have a chat with him, and then I'll see what happens afterwards.
Okay.
But thank you, ladies.
Good.
I do appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
No okay. problem. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Next caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, are you on mute?
No.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold and we'll grab the next caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Marie. It's Leslie from St. Peter. How are you doing?
Leslie.
Doing fine, Leslie. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank
happy
you, ladies. Thank you so much. So I've been thinking about what I was going to ask you for my birthday question, and it became pretty relevant today for me while I was at my job. The last few months, you know, I've called in a couple of times. You guys have given me some good feedback, like, you know, where I'm supposed to be going and whatever. And I just haven't, I think I'm looking in the wrong places. I'm not really sure where I should be looking for employment, but today was just kind of, at one point I heard the words, I quit, in my head like 3 times, and I know right now I can't just quit. It's not the responsible thing to do. So I need a little career advice. Could you help me, please?
Okay.
Leslie, are you meditating?
Oh, I've been trying to. I'm not very good at it. when I go to bed at night, that's usually when I try to talk to everyone and I kind of put my questions out there. And I've learned to speak for modern-day English in my dreams. Mm-hmm. I actually had a dream last night where I was, I had to crawl in, I was on an airplane, and I had to crawl in through, like, the cockpit window, like the front window. It was broken, and the plane was kind of out of control and everything, but on the very front, like, nose of the plane was a hydra, you know, them things from, like, Greek mythology with the dragon with, like, 800 heads on it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was snapping at me, and I think it bit me like 4 times, like once in the leg and a couple times in the arm, whatever. Anyway, suffice to say, I got past the hydra, and I got into the cockpit, and I was able to fly the plane and land the plane and everything. And I looked that up, and the plane was a good sign. That said that I'm going to overcome and achieve all my goals and da-da-da, which was really exciting. The hydra said that it was like a huge obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to work, and I went, oh, there's my obstacle.
Yeah, you overcame your obstacle. I guess what I'm getting is that you're supposed to do more of the quiet meditating.
Okay.
Where you're supposed to get quiet and listen.
Okay.
There is still a lesson to learn from the current job you're in. You're getting close. But that
okay.
you're supposed to learn how to stay in that calm, peace-centered mode. Why there's chaos around you.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand that completely, because today I was not calm nor peaceful. So.
So by
yeah, but you know, at least you recognized it and you didn't act
yeah.
out on it, you know, so give yourself credit for that.
Yeah.
And are you shifting faster now than you were in the past?
I think so. I feel
yeah.
like I am.
I think you
yep.
are.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
You are.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I am, but then some days, like, my human side takes a hold of me, and I feel like I'm taking a couple steps back because I'm having those human emotions and those human moments, but then I'm like, well, but I'm here to learn well, too, and I can't learn if I don't have those human moments, so.
Did you know, Leslie, when you have those steps backwards, that's your opportunity to be able to review how far you've come? Do you know when
oh,
you met me?
Okay.
What was that last year and where you're at now? Do you even take notice of that?
Yes. Yes, I do. I look at that in such a whirlwind. The last, 300 and some days have been, it's just been crazy.
Yeah.
It's been,
well, you've come a long way, baby.
Yeah, it's been great. And I mean, I'm to the point now where, like, my friends are coming to me and they're starting to ask me, for help on things and whatever. So I definitely see the positives there, but I know I'm just patience
yep.
I've been working on. But
yes,
I'm just,
but remember,
today was, yeah.
Leslie, remember to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Take those deep, slow breaths. They're going to help you get back centered when you get
okay.
into those moments. You're not breathing.
Yes.
Your shoulders go up and you crunch. And
I know. A few people walk past me today and they're like, you look so sad. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just stressed out. Like, I need to get away and just think.
But I'm hearing, Leslie. I'm
mm-hmm.
hearing that your lesson is almost complete, so just
mm-hmm.
hang in there a little bit longer.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, I figured I must have been getting close because, no lie, the one girl that I have had some major challenges with got a promotion and she moved to a different team. So I work with her on a daily basis still, but from afar. She's not on my team anymore. And then another lady that I had a few issues with last year and has been kind of ongoing, she put her notice in, and her last day is actually this Friday. So I figured something was up that in 1 week I found out of two people that I've been having challenges with. We're kind of, I'm like, okay, I'm taking that as a sign that our lessons together must be over with.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's also an opportunity for you to look at what those life lessons are so that they don't have to be repeated in a more severe way. As well as
right.
to look at the consciousness that you're in, that you're aware of that, and to remember to stay in your power place. And that means this is where you have to really balance the spiritual part and the human part, that you're not going to get upset about it. Because every time we get upset about it and discouraged, mm-hmm. we just brought more of the darker stuff into the world. So that's all it is, an opportunity. And they're reminding
mm-hmm.
you of the stuff that you still have within you that you need to look at. So look at what it is they're triggering in you and the role that you're playing in it.
Right.
Because it's an
okay.
opportunity to look at it. You're not in victim role anymore. You're looking at it as a growth, and that's where you'd look at it from a higher spiritual perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That totally
and
makes
also,
sense.
I'm hearing, though, that you will be finding something. And, when you said those two girls are leaving, I heard, yeah, and you're next. But you're gonna do it on your terms because you're gonna have something else to go to.
Yeah, exactly. I know that's like it's like today when I was flashing in my head. I quit. I'm like, keep your mouth shut and don't say anything stupid. so,
yeah.
So.
But get your resume out there and get the applications going because you will find something, and I'm hearing it's gonna
awesome.
Be a better job anyway. So. It'll be a better
oh.
with more money. Yeah.
We like those answers. Thank you, ladies. So, and along the line of job, I was thinking of creating like a blog with my oils. Do you see anything positive happening with that, like down the road?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more like holistic
come...
healthcare and what you can use those for.
Yes, exactly, yes. And right now I'm stuck. I've been reaching out and asking, again, the quiet meditation, I get that. So trying to just come up with the name because I feel like once I get the name, then I can really start moving forward with it. So I've been working
Lovely,
on that,
I'm
so.
Also I'm seeing CNHP with you. That's Certified Natural Health Practitioner. So look that up and look into classes.
Okay,
to become
I'll
certified
that.
In that. That will help you with the next part of your journey because I've always known you're going to be doing stuff with this, but now I'm officially seeing that you're at that point right now, CNHP.
Huh.
So
okay.
look it up on
I'll
the Internet.
Check it out.
And you'll be excited for it. Good luck to you, girl.
Oh, thank you so much, ladies. This was the bright ending to a long day. Thank you so much.
That's good. You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Leslie.
Sweet dreams.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. So let's grab our next caller. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, hello. This is Ellen and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Ellen. Do you have
well,
a question?
Thanks. Yes, it's regarding career. Do you need something more specific than that?
Are you looking to see if you're going to be switching careers?
Yes, switching careers or switching jobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm hearing a big yes. Go ahead.
Again, this is really interesting. So obviously there's a common theme here. You're going to be looking at doing holistic practices. What that means, it's a wide open gamut. I don't know where you are on your spiritual path. It feels like you're stepping more, you're going to be stepping even more into it than what you currently are.
That's mm-hmm.
Do you work with plants now, or do you have a knowledge of plants?
I do have some knowledge. I've taken some botanical classes.
Okay.
You'll be moving towards working with that, a career based around plants and healing.
I'm also seeing CNHP with you, too. That's interesting. Two calls in a row, the certified natural health practitioner. So that can be a huge thing because there's different areas that you can specialize in, and you'll be amazed at how that's really going to trip your trigger and the people that it will bring to you. But it's a journey. It's not just a one-day thing. So to keep an open mind, look it up on the Internet and see if that's jumping out at you. And I'm seeing that the more we're talking about it right now, the letters are getting really, really big. Kelly, what are you getting?
I got something to do with creativity and herbs, like an herbalist.
Ooh. Fun.
Well, that would be quite a career change, either one of them. And it's not going to happen right away. I could see that because I would need a lot of training. I was hoping for at least something, a career change or at least a job change in the near future.
No, but this is something that you can research and start working on in addition to whatever you're doing now, because what I'm seeing is that you're going to be moving towards this.
Transition. It'll be a transition process.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find that as you do this, you're going to have more energy, and you're going to be able to do the work that you're currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not getting...
I was hoping actually for at least a change in position so I could earn more and have an easier commute. So it's more than just... Yeah, so there are a lot of...
Yeah, you know what? I'm honestly not hearing that I'm not hearing, unless the other two are picking up on that. I'm hearing that's not changing as of yet. It's not saying that it can't. But right now, what you're going through right now is, believe it or not, is going to be beneficial for you in the long run. There's a bigger part to the picture that you're not seeing right at this moment yet.
Because I'm also picking up flower essence with you. So that might be something to investigate as well.
Yeah, I'm not seeing, and I know it's not what you want to hear right now, unless, Kelly, are you hearing anything or seeing anything different?
Nope, I'm seeing what you guys are getting.
Yeah, so when I see this, that means the lesson that you're there for, there's still some stuff that's going to reveal itself, and it's going to be part of the shifting process, and it's not just about you, it's about others that you have connections with there. But there are opportunities for growth, I'm hearing. So look at it as opportunities for growth. When you look at it that way, the faster you look at it and not shy away from it, you'll be amazed at how much quicker and easier you get through it, and then you're able to move on to the next thing. And I'm hearing for at least the nothing new on the job level is going to happen for at least 3 months. So what is that? Remember, free will can sit here and change everything. Free will can change everything.
Yeah, I guess I got to get working on that free will then.
Don't we all? Keep your sense of humor about life right now. Seriously, keep your sense of humor. You'll be amazed at how much faster and quicker and easier you're going to breeze through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're like me. Don't make it harder than what it has to be. But you're going to be fine. Just remember you're going to be fine.
Yeah, it's just that, it's at the point where I'm like, I had these incredible responsibilities, and it's just not commensurate with the salary. It's not commensurate with the hours I'm putting in. And it's like, you know, I think it's time to move on. And so that's why I'm like disappointed. Anyway, let me give it some thought. Let me get my free will working and see if I can do anything else. Thank you so much.
You bet. We
wish
you luck. We wish you luck.
Yeah, good luck. Have a great evening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, as you can see, sometimes spirit doesn't give us the answers that we think we want to hear. So, you know, all three of us got the same message. So
there was more that was supposed to be said there, but she has to digest this right here too. I've learned long enough or well enough to where people can only take in so much, but it has to do with, there's definitely life lessons, and even though we don't want to hear it, then it has to do with setting up boundaries, and, I mean, there's different things for her to learn there, but you're going to be able to get through it, Ellen. You're going to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
It was Ellen, correct?
I thought it was Eleanor.
Oh, Eleanor. Okay. I apologize.
Okay. Let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Michael, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Question for you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, and what is your question?
Gotcha. Well, my question is in regard to, I have a transaction that just appears to have gone to contract and looks like both parties have agreed on everything, and just wanted to see if there's any hurdles yet left to jump, or is this going to be as seamless as everyone's pretty much implied that it has been, and with the ultimate result, me getting paid?
The hard stuff is over, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yep, the hard stuff is over, I'm hearing.
Yeah, I heard cool breeze. Like, whew, cool breeze. Yeah, it's, you know, it's smooth sailing. That's what I heard.
Excellent. So no more, so it should be all wrapped up and get closed here fairly soon.
Yep, I'm hearing yes. What about you, Kelly?
I'm hearing yes.
Sorry,
good.
Beth's
no,
offline for a minute. So.
Oh yeah, and good, because I wasn't sure if I've got a interview for a part time job later in the week on Thursday, so I was just kind of wondering if I'm going to take it just as a backup, just not to sell myself short. But you don't see me working that job. Do you?
Is it a fun job? Is it like a fun job?
No, actually, it's just something I'm good at, but I'm tired of doing it. It's just waiting tables part-time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking if, you know, because with this deal going through, you know, again, I'll be able to continue to work from home. And I was kind of thinking to do, since I just moved to California a little bit more than a week ago, I might just do, like, extra stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, be like extras in TV shows and movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun.
As something to kind of kill time.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's
they pay
fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what you interviewed for?
No. I'll be interviewing
okay.
for just for a waiting tables job at a steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
You know, that type of thing. But I'm good at it, but I'm tired of doing it.
Right. But I'm hearing that this one will be fun for you. I'm hearing it'll be a fun job.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a fun job. It won't be like the run-of-the-mill boring, what do you want kind of thing. You're actually going to have fun. You're going to have fun at this place.
But I'm getting connections.
Hmm.
I don't know what kind of connections, but it'll allow you to make connections.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get really important regulars.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. It'll be a good, fun job. So,
okay.
And I also got the same thing. It's all about networking, a lot of networking.
Gotcha.
So get to
know
your customers. Get to know your customers.
Yeah. I usually do, because they're like, they always ask, what else do you do? Because they know that, like, you just can't be doing this.
Yep, it's amazing what one conversation will start.
Yeah, oh, no, you're absolutely right. And synchronicities are can be incredible on how they just kind of unfold.
Right.
So, excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're very welcome. Have a great week.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. Okay, thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
You guys, I just want to remind everybody to keep yourself hydrated with water, because, like, my body, I'm not drinking the water that I should be, and my body's cramping up a lot more, so I had to rush off because I got the Charlie horse in my foot, and that has to do with hydration. So the energies are shifting so fast. So that's just a reminder. It's not just for me. It's for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we got two callers left. So hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Antoinetta. I am calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Hello.
Well, hello. What is your question?
Yes. My question is regarding my love life. I am very confused on how things are going to pan out with me and my current partner.
What you getting, Kelly?
I'm getting lots of change. Is one of both of you going through a lot of change right now?
Well, I mean, I want the relationship to change, so maybe that's what you're picking up on. That by me pulling back my energy away from him, that he gets a wake-up call and makes the changes that he needs to make to go to the next level in our partnership. If not, then I don't know what's going to happen here.
And have you clearly from the heart spoken about what you want to see in change?
Yes, he's known for 2 years that I wanted a committed relationship, and we're still not in a committed relationship. He knows that I need a man in my household and that he needs to be the head of the household here. He knows all this, and he's still playing around with just, you know, texting me whenever, dating me whenever. I need stability here. I'm a stable person. He's all over the place.
Let's see. Are you girls getting anything?
Oh, Beth's off cramping again, so she's not on the line. Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff going on in his heart. A lot of dark energy.
Okay.
A lot of stuff that needs to be cleared out.
A lot of
stuff that needs to be worked on. Because until he clears that, he's not going to be able to make the commitment.
Right, and I just can't be feeling used by him and then he goes away. I can't. That's a horrible feeling, and I can't keep going through abandonment issues, and this is not healthy. So I don't want to invest and indulge any more of my time into a person that doesn't have the utmost respect for me, and that's how I feel at this point.
Well, as I told a previous caller, you know, if that's what your gut is telling you and that's what you're really feeling, then you've got to lay the boundaries down and you've got to
I pulled back my energy, and he'll text me and he'll say, well, you know, why aren't you playing, like we play an online game with Yahtzee, he'll say, play the game. Well, if I don't want to play the game, I'm not going to play the game. So, I mean, I'm hoping that he gets his wake-up call before it's too late, because if he wants to come back 6 months or a year later saying I made a big mistake, I'm going to be at a different place.
Right.
So,
but you have to, you also have to work on yourself and put your boundary in place and say, you know what, that's it. I'm giving,
right.
You know, I'm, but don't, you can't, but you also have to not put that negativity out either. So
right.
Keep that, put, you know, put yourself and your needs in the forefront and nurture
right.
and heal yourself. And then, you know, send that unconditionally to him, send that unconditional love. Because
okay.
he has to shift through it as well. And
yeah.
if you shift through it and you're healing yourself and you come out of it going, oh, you know what, I'm done here, then you're done. But you have to heal yourself and he's got to be able to heal and you know, you've got to put your boundaries up pretty strong.
Right, because he'll just keep coming around and just taking from me and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
He's not...
Right. That's because
yeah,
you're allowing
it. Right, and that got to stop. That got to stop. I mean, he can't, you know, he flipped the script here on this whole situation, and, you know, you're not mowing my grass, you're not doing anything for me, and I can't just be at his beck and call. I can't, this got to stop.
Right, but you realize that you are the one who has the control here. So you're either going
right.
to let it continue or you're going to put an end to it. So you have to make that decision and then heal yourself.
Right. And I didn't know what you guys see coming out of this. You know, I don't know if you know you see him, you know,
taking the next step and moving
and being a man or not.
Not until he resolves what he's got going on. But in the meantime, you need to work on getting yourself healed and put yourself first and not dwell on him or, you know, put any desperation out. Get it out of the situation. Get it out of your thinking and just
right.
heal yourself.
Yeah.
What are you getting, Kelly?
Well, yeah, I think you already know your decision.
Right.
About what your next step is. And then spend some time on really nurturing yourself and defining what you want because you know what you want.
Right.
And finding that right man to do that is what's going to be key.
Right.
And when you get
yep.
clear enough with that, then he's going to present himself.
Right.
But you can't do that while you're still in this relationship. It's honoring you.
Right.
And that's what you're doing is you're honoring you.
Exactly. Right. Absolutely. Yes.
So
what he's doing right now is not the kind of partner I want. This is
right.
no good.
And you
right.
need to tell him that. I'm honoring me and I need more than this. And it's time that I move on. If that's what you feel is right, you energetically have to be able to walk away feeling good with yourself. Because if you don't, then you're going to get pulled back into the drama. So you have to be in that space to where you energetically know that you've made the right decision for you in order to be able to move forward, you know, cleanly. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yes. Yep. Well, I mean, you know, take what we say and take some time to process it, and we thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Whatever you do, it has to be for you.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
You're yeah. welcome. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we've got one more caller. Last caller of the evening. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
I don't really have a question.
Oh, okay. Were you just listening in?
Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Okay. Cool. That's fine. You want me to put you back on hold?
Thank you.
Okay.
She's going, get me off the air.
All right. So, Anna. Oh, I got one question from the chat room.
Okay.
It's from Lachey M. Do you see a relationship romantically or life partner coming in this year?
I'm hearing soon, within the next 3 months, and I'm hearing life partner. But you need to be open because it's going to be someone that you normally wouldn't even give the time of day to. So be open because you're going to be amazed at the gift that's being presented to you. So keep yourself open because your energy is really good. You're this bright light. I can see you. You're wide open. So stay open. Stay open. Worth the wait. Keep an open mind. How about you, Kelly? Anything to give back? Feedback?
No, I think staying open in that heart center.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a bright light. You don't realize you're channeling in this golden light. You are doing fabulous, girl. So your partner of who's going to be equal to you is coming in. Lucky girl. Lucky girl. Just breathe through it. 3 months will be just like that. And as long as you continue to do your stuff and stay open, you'll be amazed at how much he could even come quicker. Do you have anything to say, Marie?
No, they just said that they're getting a divorce, so they're just curious.
She's getting the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing life partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So work through your stuff.
Our partners, like if you're going through a divorce, partner relationships can end. It's not like it used to be.
Right.
It's not like it used to be. So you can shift through it, and then you're on to your life partner. I'm only repeating what it is that I'm saying.
Well, and it depends. You know, if you're working through your stuff now, and
mm-hmm.
if you're actually cut the cords from the person that you're divorcing,
mm-hmm.
and you clear and you work on yourself, there's no reason why the person that you're who's coming to you as your life partner,
yeah.
can't come in right away.
And the thing is, the partner that you're leaving right now, you know they loved you, so your heart is open to receiving new love. And there's a level of you, whether it's conscious or subconscious, gets that all it was life lessons for you.
Mm-hmm.
You knew in your heart that this marriage was not going to be forever.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it. You knew it. So let go of any residual, you know, effects of it. If there's any heavy-heartedness, because right when I said that, I feel your heavy-heartedness, but let it go because you are this bright light. And I'm seeing gold energy, and that's gold energy is a very high frequency. So keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Yep. And sometimes we go through, you know, an experience with a person to get those lessons that we needed out of the way,
yep.
so that we are all, we've learned everything and we're ready for that fantastic person.
Exactly. Breathe on through it. Breathe in.
So I know you said
out.
You cut the cords with everything, but go deep within and still cut whatever is remaining.
Yep. You were just finishing out a past lifetime with this individual. So the cycle is full circle now. So you've completed it, which is lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. You don't have to repeat those life lessons again.
You got anything, Kelly? Anything to add?
No, I think you guys hit it.
Okay.
So good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Yep, so we don't have any more callers. So we want to thank you,
Kelly, and our callers.
Thank you.
Our callers. Thank you for being our third voice.
Exactly.
And this is the kind of, you know, we're the three that will be doing the gallery reading. So, you know, we're available if you'd like to book us for any event.
Correct.
And we will see you Friday at 3 p.m. for our phone-in Friday show.
Yep. Bye-bye. Love and light to you guys.
Yep. Have a great evening, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.